Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and tell a neighbor, people on Twitter, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that there's a word that they need to hear on today. I just want to let you know that the show is live. If you hear some noise, glory to God. Hallelujah. We have a little noise going on here today, but that's all right. God's still good, and the word is still going to go forth. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to make sure, amen, that everybody knows that the shows are pre-recorded. So if you want to go back and listen, you can. You can go to www.blogtalkpropheticcornerministry, and you can go back and you can hear the word. Hallelujah. It's nothing like going back and hearing it sometimes and hear something that you missed. Amen. I know I'm going to show some people how to do that so they can go back. But I missed the show. Well, I'm going to show you, amen, how you can go back and get that you missed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First of all, we always give honor to God for His glory and for just waking us up this morning and clothing us in our right mind and giving us a mind to come and serve Him. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. We serve nothing but an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that's always on time and He's never late. Glory to God. And as they say, He's never late on the child support. He always paid right on time. Amen. I'm going to go ahead, amen, with our announcements at this time. I want you to know that Prophetic Corner Ministries is under the ministry of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Our president is Apostle Yvonne Rao. She's the founder and the president. And yes, we have a pastor also. The pastor is Pastor Joseph Rao. So don't forget. Yes, everything flows down. Hallelujah. So we just don't jump on here. We had to be a disciple first before we became, you know, where we are now, you know, because guess what? You got to have somebody to lead and guide you into the things that you need to go in and how you need to do it, because this is a season where you want to make sure that you get it right. I said it all the time. I told someone, I said, you know what? I want to make sure I'm getting it right, Lord. That's what I told them. I said, because you don't want to get to a point where you think you're right and then you mess around and miss the mark. Oh, my God. You don't want to miss the mark. You want to make sure that you're doing everything right. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in and let God be God in your life, because He wants to take you higher. We were talking, amen, on this morning, and, you know, I have some interesting talks with some interesting people. And I don't just talk. I want to hear what they have to say, too, also about the Lord. And they were saying how they heard some things on yesterday about don't go back. And I was just talking about that. Don't go back, because you don't want to go back, because if you go back, you would catch it. Oh, my God. You would catch holy. Okay, you already know. But anyway, you don't want to go back. You want to make sure you're moving forward. Moving forward in the Lord, thy God. Don't go back and just because you want people to accept you, you know, say, well, you know what, they want to accept me as where I am now. But don't worry about that, because you're not people pleasers. You're here to please God. Make sure you're carrying out His will, carrying on His work, the ministry that He has before you. He has set before you. Because He knew it when you was in your mother's womb, glory to God. And that's where you want to be. You don't want to go back just because you wanted some friends back there. Okay, they having a good time. Well, guess what? A good time can't get you in heaven. Hallelujah. You can have a good time over here and go to heaven, glory to God. But I'll just say it like this. Their thinking of a good time is not, you know, serving the Lord and worshiping Him and praising Him and doing what you're supposed to do to make sure that you're feeding His people. Make sure that you're operating in the ministry gift in which He's given you. You know, it's hard to you know, you can't sit straddle a fence long. Come on now. Let's tell it like it is, glory to God. Sooner or later, you're going to have to choose. Hallelujah. You're going to be on that side of the fence or I'm going to be on the other side of the fence. You ain't going to sit straddle a fence long. And who told you you had a fence to sit straddle anyway? If you notice, you see how people, I know y'all watch, some of y'all love to watch cowboy movies and different things on TV, you know, and you see how they'll get on a fence and they'll sit for just so long, straddle a fence, being what? They got the moves, you know, come on now, y'all see some of that one. You know, they got the moves, they ain't going to sit there long. So he's going, you're going to have to make a choice. Is he going to force you? No. God is not going to force you. He's going to let you make up your own mind. Either you're going to serve me or you're going to serve the devil. Let God be God and let devil be devil. Glory to God. He's going to let you make up your own mind. So don't go back. I say to you, don't go back. Continue to press forward. If you can see things are changing, and I see things are changing, and they're just going around, and for a time they were just going in a circle and nothing was getting done. But now, as you can see, things are getting done. So you want to make sure that you're in that right zone, serving the Lord thy God, and don't think you know everything. Just hold on and let him teach you. Keep an open mind, hallelujah, so he can be able to teach you and walk you through some things so you can make progress, hallelujah. You don't want to regress, but you want to make progress. Thank you, Lord God. You want to make progress. That's what you want to do, not regress. You just want to make progress. Glory to God. So don't. That's why we have to keep an open mind and let him teach us don't think we know everything. Hallelujah. So that's at the point where if you know everything, then you're done. You might as well just go ahead and say, Lord, you take me on home. I'm done. I know everything. Glory to God. That's what you say. But don't act like you know everything. He wants you to keep on, continue on, and because there are so many souls that you have not touched, and he wants you to touch them. Hallelujah. He wants you to give them a word. Hallelujah. You know, on last week, I was in the middle of a conversation, and I'm like, okay, hold up, wait a minute now, hold up. He was downloading to me what I need to tell this person to encourage them to not to give up, continue on at their own pace and doing what you're doing, because he said, you're on the right track. You stay on that track right there. And when he sends you a message, he wants you to stay there, then that's what you do. You continue to stay there until he tells you to move on to the next thing, because there's something that he wants you to get in that place. And he was downloading that. Okay, I'm driving. I'm trying. Okay, hold up. I need you to just be quiet for just a second and let me tell you what the Lord is saying. And that's what he was saying. He was downloading it. Glory to God. And he wants them to stay in that place and continue to do what they're doing. And don't give up, hallelujah, glory to God, because he wants there's something in that place what they were doing and the things they were doing and how they were speaking in that he wants them to learn, glory to God. And if they try to get off that track and seek, hallelujah, glory to God, a person to try to walk them through it, then they're going to lose it. He wants them to stay right there because he was going to give them something, glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me just help y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. So it don't always come in money. It don't always come in money. Well, money ain't always what you need. You need some other stuff. You need some healing. You need some stability. You need to know how to spend your money. You need to know, amen, what do you do? You spend and you save and you don't go and die. You know, I ain't going to get into that. We got into that last week. Lord help me. But anyway, that's what he want to teach us things. You say, wisdom is the principle, but in all I get an understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we're going to go on. Amen on today. Hallelujah. I want to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night with one word from the Lord. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Oh, my God. They come on Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, you need someone to pray with you, I'm telling you, this is what you need to do. Go ahead. You can do it right now. You can inbox them right now. And I can guarantee you they'll hit you right back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and inbox Apostle. It's Apostle Yvonne Rouse. I'm sorry, but it's Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can go ahead and inbox them on Facebook. Hallelujah. And let them know what the need may be. And they will get, there's everything is being given. You know, look, life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader. What more can you ask for? It's all right there, all the gifts. Come on. Work with them. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing. none other than Elder Evangelist, Elder, amen, Bertha Askew. Glory to God. Got tangled up there, but that's all right. Her show comes on at 6:30 Pacific Standard. I'm sorry, 6:30 Central Standard Time. Glory to God. So you want to make sure you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying to Elder. Glory to God. An awesome, awesome, awesome woman of God who preaches praise and whatever else it may need. Prophesy, glory to God. Hallelujah. She operates in them gifts, baby. Glory to God. And I've seen them in action. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I can tell you we were in this place. Hallelujah. And there was a line long as, amen, from here to New York. Good God Almighty. All of a sudden, I looked back and I saw her. She closed her eyes and she was beginning to pray. And as she prayed and prayed, she prayed there. Because we seen the other guy coming around on the other side. Hallelujah. And he was calling for the back for help. He needed backup because those lines were long as all outdoors. They're from here in New York. God Almighty. And as she closed her eyes and began to pray, glory to God, and he came and he said, listen, he said, y'all come on down right here in this line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He picked us out to come first. He told the other lady, no, ma'am, you stay over. You step back and let them down through here. So we went on down, and then we were able to get out. Glory to God. So we had been there for a long, long time now, long time. But as she closed her eyes and she began to pray and lift her hands, amen, in the midst of all that, it was a lot of chaos, too. God opened up a line, amen, glory to God. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is who you are on your side. So come on in here. What the Lord is saying, the elder in these last days. Because he's giving, amen, he's pouring out his spirit. He's giving us the way he wants us to live. He's giving us what he wants us to do in this season. So it's time to get busy. Amen. Get busy, and get busy for the Lord. We can get busy doing everything else, but we forget about getting busy doing stuff for the Lord. Glory to God. But that's my first priority. I'm going to do what he tells me to do. All of this stuff is second. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's move on. And we are called the Hour of Power. And the show comes on every Sunday. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in because God is doing some great and mighty things, and you don't want to miss it. Glory to God. We pray. We preach. Amen. We prophesy the word. If he gives you a word, if he don't give you nothing, then get what? Nothing be said. Hallelujah. Because we ain't no false prophets over here because we don't give out no false words. Because understand, when you get prophecy out, that word has to come to pass. If it don't come to pass, there's two things wrong. You held it up because of what you did. Glory to God. And it wasn't from God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you'll hear is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure you hear. Come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. She's going to tell it just like it is. Glory to God. Ain't no sugarcoating over here. It's time out for all that sugar and sweet and sugar and spice and everything nice. It's time out for that. It's time to give it, hallelujah, like he downloads. When he downloads it, then she give it. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and hear the word of the Lord. And I want to also remind you that she is an author. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can go on Amazon and you can get book one and book two. Go ahead and get book one and two because three is coming and it's coming fast. So you want to make sure you got them all. Get volume one, volume two, and then get volume three. So go ahead on and get your book. Amen. And let God minister to you through the word and through the inspiration in which she has written, hallelujah, into a e-book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I want to also encourage you to come on and partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more to partner. So come on and join and be blessed. Come on now. $25 is not a whole lot. It's not a whole lot. I encourage you to come on and give. When you give, amen, God said he'll give you back. Good measures pressed down, shaking together, running over. Shall me and giving to your bosom. And you know that's the fact I'm telling you, that's the fact. It's nothing but the fact. You know, I give testimonies, amen, when I see something that I know that God has said, when he said in his word that he'll do that, then he'll do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the thing is, you got to come on and you got to give first. Don't mind giving. I know there was a situation. I don't tell it all, but I give a little bit of something so that way you'll know. I ain't going to tell all my business I've done that. Come on. Glory to God, you know. Amen. The song will say, yeah, she just thinks she's something. I am. I'm God's prophet. That's who I am. I belong to him. It ain't got nothing to do with people. Amen. We ain't going to even go there, but you know, I'm God. But I know there was a situation. I said, well, Lord, I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to do this. He said, no. He said, don't do it. He said, just don't do it. I said, but Lord, I can go and I can take this and do it. He said, don't do it. I said, okay. Well, he said, be still. And guess what? I was still. The next thing I know, the cash app was going off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's how he works. And then I said, Lord, well, I'm going to do this. But he said, uh-uh, don't even do that. He said, don't do that. I said, but Lord, this, and he said, no, don't do that. I said, okay, all right. He said, leave it alone. I said, okay. The next thing I know, it was going off again. See, when he tells you not to do something, then you better have the spirit in you that says, okay, it's going to rise up and say, Lord said, don't do it, and I'm not going to do it. But, you know, I know some don't have the faith like that. Yes, I know. But here's what you got to do in this season. Ask God to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to come in and help your faith to go to another level. That's what you got to do. When you read this word, the faith ought to go to another level. And when you hear other people's testimonies of how God came, brought you over and brought you out and he did this and he did, your faith ought to be growing. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to just stay the same all the time. Who wants to stay the same all the time? No. Glory to God. You want to make sure that your faith is growing and it's growing and growing. Hallelujah. Because some things will come upon you and you're going to have to use your faith to help get you out. Glory to God. Now, there are times when you can pray, amen, you can fast, or these things come out by fasting and praying. There are certain times, there's certain things that you're going to have to do. Hallelujah. And, you know, Lord, well, I need, guess what, you're going to have to sow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't be afraid to sow. Because I know sometimes people don't want to sow because they're afraid that they ain't going to get it back. Well, they think they got the little bit, and then they're going to add, you know, you're going to add a little bit more to it, and that'll take care of it. Don't you want more than that? Because I want more than that. Don't you want more than that? He said, give, and it shall be given. You know, you got to give. And if it ain't enough to meet your need, yes, it's your seed. Then that's what you got to do. Glory to God. Now, I'm not telling anybody to give me light for your money. I'm not telling anybody to come over here and do all. No, I'm not. Be led by the Spirit of the living God. Be led by the Spirit. Let me say it again. Hallelujah. Because now I ain't going to pay light bill. Hallelujah. And then you don't call and say, well, you know what? You told me to give my money. And now I ain't got no gas in the car. No, that is not going to happen. Glory to God. I encourage you to be led by the Spirit. And it will lead you. It can guide you if you're listening. He will. He'll urge you. He'll kind of give you an urgency to do things. He'll come and give you a nudge and say, do this. And he'll give you a nudge and say, don't go here. He'll give you a nudge and say, you ain't got to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I am God all by myself, he said. He don't need no help. Hallelujah. But he'll send somebody to help you in the natural that you didn't even think they were coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep all those announcements in mind. You know, God is God, and let God be God in your life. Let it move in a miraculous way. We're in seasons now where seasons are changing and things are changing, and you can see people are changing. I just talked to someone on this morning, and I said, you know what? I said, you know, something must have happened to you last night. I said, what happened? I said, because, you know, they had a different talk. They had a different walk. Glory to God. It was just awesome. I could hear it in their speech. It was something else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you can hear me, amen, I'm having some difficulties, amen, with the phone line. If you can hear me, just text me and let me know. Amen. One of the members, amen, just text me and let me know. Hallelujah. Just say yes or no. Glory to God. Amen. Because he is good and he is worthy, glory to God, to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Amen. So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to open up my prayer line. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. I don't want you to put all your business out there on Straight Street. But here's what I want you to do. Tell me where you're calling from and some of your prayer requests. If you desire more prayer, then you can hit me up on Facebook or, glory to God, if you know my number, you can do that. If you don't know my number, you know somebody who does, you can get it from them, glory to God. And I will get back with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. Thanks for the text. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for such a glorious day, Lord, that you have spared our lives, God. Father God, we thank you. You made death get back to behave, Lord God. Let them have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Let them have ears to hear, Lord God, the spiritual, Lord God. Oh, my God, huh? Oh, my God, downloading into the natural in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them hear the word on today that will change their very life, Lord God. Let them hear a word, Lord God, that will get them, Lord God, free and it won't keep them locked up in bondage in religion. Oh, good God Almighty, because it's time to let religious go. Hallelujah. So God can be God in your life. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Let them hear a word that's going to change their holy life, God, in the name of Jesus, into a holiness with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we bind every spirit, Lord God, and through the airwaves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, is trying to hinder this word right now, Lord God. Every negative vibe, every negative spirit, we send it back into the pit from which it came right now. We thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit dwells around us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And your angels, Lord, walk with us, Lord God, to download straight from heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for those that need healing, God, those that have stomach pains right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We said be healed. Oh, my Lord. Glory to God. We said, Satan, take your hand off. You will not stop them on this way day from hearing the word of God in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, that blinded eyes are coming open, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that ears, Lord God, can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They'll get the word of God. They'll apply it to their life, and they will change their whole life around in the name of Jesus, oh God. As they go around their house, they will learn how to preach, how to pray, how to plead the blood of God, how to continue, oh God, in your word, and not let Satan bind them down with certain circumstances in the mighty name of Jesus. Let nothing hold them back in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, oh God. They're breaking free. The chains are dropping off them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Every religious spirit, we said let them go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. You've been had them tied up. You've been had them tangled up for so many years, thinking that God is not real, thinking that God can't heal, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we push back that spirit. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. We know that they were taught such as, but Lord, we know that you're calling them up higher in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high. For if it had not been for you on the side, God, it wouldn't have made it here on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Hey, my God. For the wind of the Spirit as it's blowing their way, Lord God. It's blowing their way, Lord God. Healing is blowing in, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God. Those that have been obedient, Lord, and heard the call and did what you said do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and we send a special blessing. Oh, my God, to those, Lord God, when they say, when you said so, they sold, Lord God, and they can hear you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, blinded eyes coming open, oh God. We thank you, Lord, those that are lame, the crippled, Lord, they can walk. Oh, my God, take up thy bed and walk and move forth. Oh, in the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve God. We serve a right now God. We serve a good God. He ain't late. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not late. He's always right on time. You think he's late. Hallelujah. But you know, now we got, well, you don't want to wait on nothing. You just want to everything quit fast and in the hurry. Glory to God. But there are some things that you just don't have to wait on. Hallelujah. Once you put the petition in and say, Lord, this is what I need, Lord. This is what I need. Then you say, Lord, I thank you. You've already done it, Lord. Because you said you're Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get into the message on today. Hallelujah. I'm coming from the book of Jonah. Glory to God. You can run, but you can't hide. You know, sometimes, hallelujah, glory to God. I hear you almost repeat it again before I start. Amen. You can run, but you can't hide. Like I said, and we were in, amen, we was in prayer. I'm like, you know, sometimes we think that, you know, he don't see nothing. We can get away with it. You can cheat on your taxes. Amen. Say, please, so be careful about that. You can, hallelujah. You can cheat on your taxes. You're trying to find children that you know you didn't give birth to. Hallelujah. You don't even know if they, what birthright they got. You don't even know, amen, glory to God, what nationality they got. All you're doing is just trying to find something to put on there. Good God Almighty. So just be careful about that thing. Hallelujah. But you know, he sees all things. You know, we need to remember everything and all things. When we say God is omnipotent, that means he's everywhere. That means he sees me while I'm preaching to you. That means he sees you if you came on this line and you're really listening. Glory to God. He sees all that. That means he's going to see you if you try to cheat, steal, lie, whatever. He's going to see it. So let's see right here what Jonah's talking about. Now the word of the Lord unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. See, he was telling Jonah, you know, I want you to go over there because everything that they've been doing has come up before me. See, he was trying to help them over there. Go over there and tell them. This is what you do, carry this message over there. And he said, was sending Jonah over there to tell them. See, they were telling lies. They were rape, sorcery, everything, idolatry and witchcraft, all that was going on over there. He was saying it done came up before him. He was going to tell the city and Jonah to go over there and tell him. Don't you know he know if Jonah was going to go tell that word? Don't you know if he give anybody or if he give me a word, he don't know if I didn't tell you? Hallelujah. Well, Lord, I didn't tell him. And he goes, why not? You proclaim to be the minister. You proclaim to be the prophet. And then I tell you to release the word. And you'll release it. Guess what he'll do? He'll go get somebody else. They go, it's okay, Lord. I'll do it. Glory to God. And you just missed opportunity. You don't know what kind of door that would open for that person. You don't know what kind of door that would open for you. Glory to God. Let's move to verse 3. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now you see right here, he going way over there, but that ain't where he told him to go. He told him, arise and go to Nineveh. He was telling him, go. I want you to go. This is where I want you to go and take this. Hallelujah. So see, he going to think he can be slick. You know, sometimes people try to be slick. Yes, I say slick. He's going to try to go a whole nother route. But don't you know God saw him when he got ready to get on the ship. Now, guess what? God could have went ahead and took him out because of his grace and his mercy. He didn't do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just think about it. You know, God is God. Like I said, he don't need no help. He can do anything he want to do. He don't need nobody to tell him what to do. Glory to God. He can do it. Let's move on to verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea so that the ship was like to be broken. Now you see right there, he was saying that God sent that mighty wind. Glory to God. And just think, he could have went ahead and turned it over. He just could have went ahead and just demolished it right then, just went ahead and broke it apart. But you see, sometimes we go through trials and troubles and tribulations because we put ourselves in those things. See, Jonah didn't have to be in that place. All he had to do was obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So all he had to do was just obey and go to the place that God was sending him. That's all he had to do. He didn't have to do all that. Glory to God. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship unto the sea to light it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. See, they start throwing over everything overboard, throwing it overboard because they were trying to lighten the ship up, thinking because those waves and those winds come and, you know, they toss them to and fro and back and forward and north and south and east and west. See, that was a very, very bad storm out there in the ocean. And it's God created it, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have no business on that ship. Now, when God called you to do something, glory, don't go through all that. You don't have to go through all that. Wouldn't you rather go through, if you got to go through, wouldn't you rather go through with God instead of going through without? That's the thing you got to remember. I, like I said, and I was giving a testimony, I remember. He told me the situation was coming, and he told me that for 2 years. I knew it. He told it. This prophet spoke it, and she said, he's getting you prepared. But guess what? He prepared me that long because he didn't want that thing to break me and just make me walk away from him. He didn't. He didn't want to do that. So he just what? He took precautionary measures. But he told me early on that, you know, I'm calling you to be a prophet. And you know, sometimes you don't want the heat. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people turn up the heat. But you didn't want the, I didn't want the heat. Glory to God. I'm telling you. I said, okay, whatever, okay. But I sure didn't tell nobody. I kept it moving. But that's what it is. Sometimes you don't want the heat of people saying, well, that's not you. And that's, you know, you don't want that heat. Glory to God. That heat is hotter than a bag of hot potato chips. For real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they can turn it up. And you, if you're not close and anchored in the Lord, you'll walk away from it. And I said, okay, he just kept on, continued on. But after I went through that thing, glory to God, you know, I said, okay, you know, I was sitting on the sofa, I said, Lord, that's enough. I went through it just going like back to back, that thing, this thing, that thing, that thing. I said, hold up, that's enough. Glory to God. Once you get to going through so much and you got the fire, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's burning on every side. Then you say, hold up, wait a minute, Lord. I'm going through. I don't want to go through with you. I'd rather go through with you than go without you. And that's what I did. And he was down there in the ship. He was asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thou God. If so, that God will think upon us that we perish not. He said, okay, they done call on there. They done call on Buddha. They done call on whoever they call on. So now he's telling them, well, won't you call on your God? Call on yours and see, can he help us out here? So this wind and this wave, that's what I said, it gets a rocket. Your ship gets a rocket. You know, sometimes people say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Glory to God. I don't never use that. I don't. I mean, that's not my vocabulary. I mean, you know, he said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, he said, but God will deliver them out of them all. That's when you got to know that word. You got to put that word to it, glory to God. Here you go, amen. You ain't trying to tempt God, but you couldn't. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Put me in the memory of my word, glory to God. That's what you got to do. You got to put him in remembrance of his word. Because like you're saying, well, you know what, Lord, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I don't use that phrase, hallelujah. But that's just like I'm saying, okay, come on now. I ain't calling. There's enough to be going on now. I don't have to call you, glory to God. I don't have to send a telegram and tell you, come on, and bring it on. And bring your little imps, too. I don't have to do that. Because they're coming anyway, glory to God. Not anyway, but anyway, they're coming. So you have to be careful, hallelujah. Use his word, glory to God. I was watching a movie earlier, you know, and they was, she wanted to have a child. And, you know, everything was coming against her and everything. She waited 5 years. Amen. She waited 6 years. She waited 7. But guess what? She continued to pray. She did not give up. She continued on in the word. And glory to God. Hallelujah. She continued. She said, Lord, amen. The last time she prayed effectually. She prayed a fervent prayer. Hallelujah. And when she did, glory to God, she got pregnant. Hallelujah. My God. But she didn't give up. She cried some tears. She cried out. It made me think about how, yeah, my glory to God. How she cried out and Elijah thought she was drunk, you know. Woman, how long will you be drunk with wine? That's what he said. But come on, she cried out and she cried out. And before you know it, amen, it came on, amen. It got over in like the 10th year and then she got pregnant, glory to God. But in the meantime, there was a whole lot of other stuff that happened, hallelujah, and during that time, glory to God. But when you cry out faithfully to the Lord, he'll do what he said. He said, Lord, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but God said, he'll deliver me out of them all. No, I'm not going to say one thing happened and then another. No. You know, sometimes you go to church Sunday after Sunday. Sometimes you hear the word all the time. There ought to be something in there that you can use whenever times get hard. And guess what? They will. Glory to God. But that's when you put him in remembrance of his word. So he can come. He said, I'll give you peace in the midst of a storm. I'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Glory to God. You got to put that word to it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Verse 7. And they said, every one of his fellows, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots and the lot fell upon Jonah. Glory to God. Come on, he was still down there asleep. It don't seem like he cared nothing too much about what was happening. You know, everybody else was trying to throw stuff overboard. They said, yeah, it's got to be him because, hallelujah, this is a bad storm. So the lot fell on Jonah whenever they cast, in other words, they cast stones, you know. Glory to God. And the lot fell on Jonah. Listen to verse 8. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them when he was getting on the ship, he had already told them. Hallelujah. Can you think about it? He's going to tell them, yes, I'm running from the Lord. So it's best you don't run. Hallelujah. I know sometimes people say, well, you know what? I'm afraid of that. And I understand. But you ask him, Lord, you didn't give me the spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind, Lord. Help me, Lord God, to have the reverential fear, Lord God, for you. But, Lord, help me not to fear what man will say. A man will get you in a place where you won't be doing nothing. You know, I mean, there are other people who've been in ministry, yes, long, 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 long time, yes. Hallelujah, glory to God. You may not can preach like them. You may not can sing like them. You don't know what they did to get that anointing. You ask God to start you where you are, and then you move up to where you need to be. That's the thing, hallelujah. If you got to start at the bottom, start at the bottom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when he told them, hallelujah, he'd already told them, and then, and, you know, they realized that, okay, you're the one. You're the one. Why? Why would you want this to come up on you? Glory to God. So don't give up on what he's telling you to do. Continue on in his word. Continue reading. Continue praying. Continue on. And watch God download. Hallelujah. God is in a downloading now position where he's going to download some things to you that you didn't even thought, thank you, even knew. And you're going to say, oh, Lord, thank you. Ooh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Come on now. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempered. And they were asking, well, what can we do to make the sea calm down? You see? And they asked him, you know, what can you do to stop all these things from going on? You can pray his word. Do what he's asking you to do. Don't run, but do it. You have to be doers. Don't just be hearers of the word. Learn how to be a doer of the word of God. You hear it all the time. Hallelujah. The word is in you, but you got to activate that that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. You might not get a chance to tell you. You might not get a chance to go and say, you know what, I'm going to go out here and get this person delivered. No, no, wait. Hallelujah. Wait. Don't go out there and be like seven sons of Peter and get eat up. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Just wait till that time comes. But you may minister something good to someone that you know. You got to start somewhere. But you have to listen and listen at what they're saying. So don't say, well, you know, this is what this is. And this is what, you know, this is how you do it. And this is what he said. Glory to God. Because like I was saying, you know, there was someone that came and they told me they were saying this. And they were just really was just talking out of their head for real. They didn't know who they were talking to. I said, hold on, that ain't what he says, you know. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And if you love me, you know, glory to God, and on and on. Well, I love the Lord too. Okay, I didn't say you didn't love him. Okay, but I'm just saying what he said in his word. That's one thing I don't go in criticism and I don't judge him. I'm just saying what this word says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what I'm saying. You know, if you love me, then you keep my commandment. You'll do right. You know, you won't always cut people down and cut them off and, you know, do different things. You throw them to hurt them and going over here and whispering in Sister Sarah's ear and going over here and whispering over here the doorknob ear saying, you know what, this is what they done. And you won't go and get in everybody's business. Uh-oh, I hear the nerve there. Glory to God. You won't have that old gossiping spirit and saying, you know what, they, you just don't know what they did. Glory to God. So some stuff you can get wrong. You have to be careful about that. Be in a season where you want to do it right and do right things by other people and do right things unto the Lord. Because guess what I said? He's omnipotent. When you say omnipotent, that means he's everywhere. He's a spirit and he's everywhere and he sees all things. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 12. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon me, upon you. You see, he was saying, y'all go ahead, just take me up and throw me over. Yeah, he knew that's why the wind and the waves wouldn't be still. Because of him. Because he was running. He told him to go to Nineveh, and he over there going somewhere else, trying to run from God to keep him going over there. You know, don't run. You can run, but you can't hide. Hallelujah. Because he's going to know where you are all the time. He going to see where you are. Even, you know, sometimes they're saying, you know, people are lost. God sees them. He sees where they are. And he'll lead people to them. You know that. That's why I say he's everywhere. Thank God for that. Glory to God. And whenever he can, he's everywhere and he can see something that's coming. He tell you, don't go down that highway. Glory to God. He can go another way because there's something down there. There's an accident. Glory to God. Because I was coming, amen, from a place, and you know, the Holy Spirit just led me to go into another direction. I know the traffic was backed up. I'm like, okay, what the world going on here? And you know, sometimes people try to wait and they try to go and see. Well, I'm not one of them. I said, Lord, I pray that nobody get hurt in the name of Jesus, and on and on. And then I'm gonna find me another way to go and go through it and come on down to where I need to be. Glory to God. But some people just like to see. They like to see so they can go back and talk about stuff. Not just saying they're praying. They go back and talk about stuff. You know, ain't nothing good coming out of that mouth. It's just gossip. Let's move on. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was temperate against them. They tried to row hard. Don't you know, amen, when God has something for you, the word of God, you're going to get just that. You cannot disobey God and think you're going to be all right. No, you ain't going to be all right. Yes, but he has grace and he has mercy. But there's a time when that grace and mercy, you know, it shall endure forever. That's what people say. But it will run out because guess what? You continue to do this. Well, you know, he done told you to stop. He done told you to come on in and this is what I want you to do. But you refuse. You want to go on and continue on and doing what you're doing and don't care who you hurt. Don't care what you do. You don't stop and think before you act. You just go on and just talk about them and you go ahead on and you gossip about them. But you don't know. Hallelujah. You don't know what goes on in their household. You just don't know. Well, you know what? They dressing like that. No, you got to be careful. Glory to God. Because guess what? You don't know if that's all they got. And I said it again, and I remember saying it on last Sunday. You know, that may be all they got to wear right then. They may not can buy nothing else. They might be just trying to save a little money, to get a little money saved up to buy their children and pay for their lunch. And you just don't know. You don't know. You don't know. So that's why you have to be careful about putting your mouth on people. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleases thee. They were saying, hold up, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They were asking him fervently, hold up, I beseech you, Lord. They asked him fervently, Lord, please, Lord, let it be still. Let the wind and the waves be still. We did what you asked. They were getting, look, they can put him over the boat. Okay, it was time to go. Because we wasn't going to die because of you. If you had to got on here, this may not have been like this. Glory to God. So they were going to say, we are not going to die. Don't shed innocent blood because of one man. Don't shed innocent blood because, amen, of what you think. You know, when you do that, that blood stain is on your hand. When he gives you something to do and you don't do it, then that stain is on your hand because you could have prevented somebody from having an accident. You know, prevented somebody from going down the wrong path. Now, I'm not saying just go on your own and say stuff. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if he gives you something to do and something to say, then that's the time for you to do it. That's the time for you to say it. That's the time for you to say it. And if he just tell you, well, you know what, you know, go over there, you know, Pharaoh needs $10 for gas, okay? Then that's the time for you to go over there and be a blessing. See, he uses people many different ways. He don't use everybody the same way. So you have to be open to the spirit realm, to the spiritual things of God. That's why you're coming out of religion on this year. You're coming out of that religion. You're coming out thinking that the buck stops right there. No, the buck didn't stop there. Glory to God. Not even $1,000 didn't stop right there. Glory to God. Many things didn't stop there where you thought they stopped. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The train will keep on rolling. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Because he wants to use you mightily. Wants to use you in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. Glory to God. And you don't want the blood stains on your hand. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Now, you see right there, they don't throw him off. You got to go. It's time to go. Time to go. We got to throw you over there. I'm sorry. Glory to God. I'm life jacket, man. We ain't worried about none of that. You got to go. And they took him up and threw him over. Hallelujah. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. See, Jonah could have saved himself all of that by just doing what he told him to do. Glory to God. He did. But you kind of think about it, amen, and I've searched it, and I've listened to it, and I've read it. Glory to God. You know, I understand Jonah, really, I do, because he was going to tell somebody something, and he said, okay, they're going to reject me. You know, they're going to do this, do that. But then you have to say, well, Lord, give me, Lord God, the strength to do what you tell me to do, Lord. I want to do it, Lord God. Lord, they ain't going to receive me. But then when he said, don't you worry about it, you just say what I tell you, I got your back, then that's your cue right there. Because whatever they say, hallelujah, he going to back you up. It ain't nobody going to hurt you. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's what you have to remember. He got your back. See, that's all you have to do is remember he got your back. Because if he ain't got your back, you know what I'm saying, you don't go. Be careful. So sometimes you go and you go doing things. You say, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to cast this devil out. No, you better make sure, hallelujah, that your angels are going with you to go forth to do this thing. He done sent them. And you go forth with them to do this thing, and they're walking with you, glory to God. Huh? And they're walking by you and said, okay, hold up, wait a minute. Hallelujah. I ain't going over there and I'm tired. I'm wore out and I ain't prayed up. I ain't wrapped up, tied up, hanging up. You better go over there and cast that devil and try to cast no devil out. Glory to God. Because you're going to get it. What it's going to do is going to return on you. Hallelujah. I was watching, amen, something else, and there was these three, amen, women, and they going to come, and this woman, she was a fireball, really, amen, for the Lord, and she would pray and pray and pray and pray, and they going to come and try to stop her and put something on her. Glory to God. She said, oh, my God. She said, the power of the living God. Oh, my God. She rebuked them. Glory to God. And she said, send the fire to burn up. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost fire. And she said that fire burnt up everything, amen, that was standing in her way. She went on down that road like nobody's business. Hallelujah. I know everybody don't know to do that. Hallelujah. But there are some seasoned saints. You know you're a seasoned saint. You may not know about the fire and all it, all the Holy Ghost power. You may not know. But there's one scripture you can live off, okay, until you can learn many more. The Bible, we ever yet learn. He gives different revelations each and every day if you read your Bible daily. That's the thing. Life has begun to get so busy. It's so congested. Your mind is so congested with everything and everybody and concerned about everything and everybody till it's not focused. You ain't focusing on the Word of God. You're focusing on what they doing and how they did it and this and that and what they did. Glory to God. If you will focus your mind on the Word of God and, Lord, what do you want me to do and give me revelation of this Word, He'll give it to you. But your mind ain't focused there. Hallelujah. But you got to learn how to focus your own mind on the Word of God. Glory to God. You can run, but you can't hide. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank the Lord God for His word on today. Powerful word of God to change lives. That's what we want. Not just to be teaching and preaching just to hear yourself, but the word of God to change lives, to make a difference on online radio. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to open up my line. We have a few minutes. I'm going to open up my line before I go ahead and give the invitation of salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you desire prayer, press 1, and I will bring you in and pray for you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't see anybody pressing 1. So, amen. We're going to move on. Don't forget. Ministry Elaine will be coming up next. I will give you a 30-minute break. And Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries is coming up next. So don't forget on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor. Amen. Don't forget Wednesday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Amen. Don't forget Prophetic Corner Ministry every Sunday. Amen. The Hour of Power. I'm the first hour minister and 30-minute break, then Ministry Lane. So don't forget. And I also want to reiterate that we're getting ready to start up some other things. Amen. Hallelujah. I will let you know, amen, that in the following weeks what's to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is good. Hallelujah. And it's time to step out and believe. Hallelujah. So you can receive by faith. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the invitation of salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Father. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of every sin that I have committed, every thought, Lord God, that wasn't like you, Lord God. That wasn't a holy thought. I repent, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I want you to go ahead, amen, make sure you read your Bible. Glory to God. And you can hit me up on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. I have 2 pages. And let me know that that was you, and we're going to tell you the what next. We're not going to just leave you out there hanging. We're going to tell you the what next. Glory to God. And I encourage you to give to the radio program, glory to God. No, you can't buy it, but you can give to any of them. Amen. Because I know they've been a blessing to you. So I encourage you to give, amen, to the radio program, glory to God. Because this online and all this is not free. I mean, yeah, glory to God, it's not. But I encourage you to come on, amen, and give to the ministry so you can keep spreading the gospel to the nation. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Make sure you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has laid on Minister Elaine's heart, a voice of truth worldwide. Ministry coming up in 30 minutes. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.